Hello there, and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. We have got a very busy show today. It is Ash Wednesday. It's a big day because we are now in the Lenten season. Now, technically, the first few days are not really official. I mean, they're part of Lent, but they're not part of Lent. You know, it's one of those things. The first Sunday of Lent is when it really becomes official. So these days, I've heard it said they're preparation, but for all intents and purposes, we are in Lent right now. We're going to talk a little bit about my daily reflection on Give Up Worry for Lent. We're also going to look at the Mass readings because they are really, really good today. I hope you're ready to have a good Lent. I really do. I think it's going to be a good one, and I'm blessed and honored to be able to journey with you. And if you're a new listener, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in to the program. And I think it's going to be good. You know, if you're, I mentioned on the show the other day that that in the past, Lent was kind of difficult for me. I talked about this on EWTN radio this morning as well. It was difficult for me in the past. I didn't like it because I didn't really get it. And you know, I think if we, but yet I felt I was supposed to do something and it would be painful. It would involve fasting and it wasn't a lot of fun. I couldn't do what I wanted, but yet I thought I was supposed to do something. But here's the problem. If we go into Lent solely as an opportunity to give up something or a sacrificial something or other, then it loses the, you're going to lose your joy. It's going to be miserable. But on the other hand, if we go, and we'll talk about this in our in the reflection for Give Up Worry for Lent, if you go into it trying to follow Jesus more closely, and you know, like that's got to be the deal for us. As Christians, we really should be willing to follow Christ, and not in a vague way, not in a wishy-washy way, not in some of a flowery way, you know, follow Christ and do all good things. No, I mean, like, really follow him every day and let him become real to you. He is absolutely real, but for many of us, I would say for all of us, he needs to become more real, if that makes sense. It's to the point where he is as real as the people living in the house with you. He's got to be that real, and he can become that real. And even for me, you know, I do the show. I've been in full-time ministry. I'm in my 10th year right now. I need him to become more real in my life too. And every day I work on that. I spend time with him, you know, and I read him in his word in scripture. And he is becoming more real, but that's the type of thing that we want to keep working on for the rest of our lives. It's not anything that really will ever change, so that we can become closer and closer to him. And the more real he becomes, the more you follow him, the more peace and joy you're going to be experiencing, even in the middle of Lent. So let's do this one day at a time together, right? That's why I do this program. We will do this one day at a time together. We will journey through Lent, and every day for the next approximately 40 days, I'll do a reflection from Give Up Worry for Lent, and also I'll throw in some Mass readings, some other material, because today the Mass readings are really good. I need to read them to you, and we will do that. And so we got a lot going on. I guess I better be quiet, right? So but it's really good to have you here. Pull up a chair, make yourself at home. Now, today we're going to pray to Jesus. A lot of times I pray to the Father, but during the Lenten season, at least for today, we'll see where the Spirit leads me for the rest of Lent. During Lent, we really want to be focused on Jesus. I mean, certainly we want to focus on him every day, but even for the prayers that I use to start this show, because he wants to travel through Lent with us. You know, he's in the desert. We're in the desert. Let's hang out together. Because we really can benefit from him. We can learn from him. We can be with him. And so therefore, I'm going to focus on Jesus in our prayer today. So let's take a minute and remember that he is real. He hears our words. You know, he lived and he walked the face of the earth 2,000 years ago, but he's still alive today. And he's listening to what I'm saying right now. And he's listening to you as you pray with me. So let's turn to him now. And take advantage of that great opportunity to pray to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, Boy, this is going to be some journey. I am looking forward to it, Lord. I'm a little hungry today, but that's good because you're teaching me. By fasting today, I'm learning to control my passions with your help. And I'm learning that I can unite my suffering. My suffering is nothing compared to yours, at least my suffering from not eating. And I'm going to unite it with yours, Lord, and ask that you use it for good. Jesus, I am excited. I want to change this Lent. Actually, we all do. So I'm going to speak for all of us and say, we want to change this Lent. Jesus, we want to be transformed into your image. And we know that's the job of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to ask you, Lord, to pour out your Spirit on us this day. Please awaken your Spirit inside of us. And Holy Spirit, we give you permission to work in our lives to change us into the image of Jesus, especially during Lent. Lord, on this Ash Wednesday, we're excited to get started. We pray that you grant us what we need. Grant us the grace that we need to really benefit from this Lenten season. We present all of our intentions to you as well, Lord. And we ask you to bless our families and our friends and everyone we know. Jesus, I ask you to give me the words for the program today. Speak through me. And open all of our minds and hearts to be receptive to your words. Jesus, I ask these things in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. We come your way every Monday through Friday. Today is the big day. It's the launch of our Lenten series. You know, this is part of, we're going to do part of the Give Up Worry for Lent movement in here. But that's not all we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit more. But I'm just so glad to have you aboard. Followingthetruth.com is my website if you want to find out more about my work or if you want to pick yourself up a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent. You still can get it from Ave Maria Press. It's in stock right now, but you can also order it from Amazon. I think they're a little behind. February 20th, I think, is when they estimate the book will be back in. But we're going to do the readings here. So if you want to get a paper copy, I always like paper copies of books myself, you can do that. So either through Ave Maria Press or directly from Amazon. You can also get the Kindle version if you'd rather do that. But you can find out about that book and all of my books on my website, followingthetruth.com. All right. And also my daily email reflection, which is going to focus on Give Up Worry for Lent as well. So I'm hitting you from a lot of different angles this Lenten season. There's also a Facebook page, Give Up Worry for Lent. So you might want to like that as well to see the reflections that I put up there. All right, so let's first turn to Give Up Worry for Lent. This is day one, the reading for Ash Wednesday. The verse that I chose, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a little insight as to what I was thinking when I chose these verses and maybe give you some extra material that's not in the book. The verse that I chose is, I tell the story of seeing this verse in the sanctuary of the chapel at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden, New Jersey, when Eileen, my wife, was pregnant with our twin girls, Mary and Elizabeth, and they were not expected to live. So the girls had a 90% chance of dying before they were born. They're 23 and healthy, in case you don't know, so praise the Lord for that. But I remember after one really bad day, Eileen would have to get these ultrasound treatments when she was pregnant. Not necessarily treatments, but an ultrasound. And then they would try to do what little they could to keep the girls alive. There wasn't a lot they could do. But we had a really bad day. And we went over to the chapel at Our Lady of Lourdes. And it was a nice old hospital chapel. Really, really beautiful. And I knelt down. And it took a lot for Eileen to walk over to the chapel. She was really in a lot of pain. And I knelt in front of the altar, and I looked up at the sanctuary, and I saw this verse written across the top toward the ceiling. It's Matthew 11:28, so it really means a lot to me. And I was really desperate, I was really hurting, and I read the words of Jesus, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And you know what? I said to the Lord, Lord, I need that rest right now. I'm hurting. And immediately I felt a sense of peace. Now, it didn't last, but for that moment, I was at peace. And I think for our Lenten journey, especially if you're trying to give up worry for Lent, that invitation is something that we should all capitalize on. We're looking for peace in life, aren't we? We're looking for some of that rest. We're looking to be relieved of our burdens. Because it's hard. Life is hard. And just picture Jesus in front of you saying those words. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he's not putting any qualifications on that statement. He's just saying, come to me, I will give you rest. And I think that is what we need to remember at the start of our journey. During Lent, let's come to him. That prayer at the beginning of the show, that's a way of coming to Jesus. Come to him, spend time in prayer. Spend time reading the Bible. Do some spiritual reading. Talk to him while you're reading every now and then. You know, I haven't talked to him when I watch TV sometimes. I'll be enjoying a show or listening to some music, and I'll say, wow, Jesus, isn't that good? You know, he's real. We got to start treating him like he's real. And he's such a great friend. So come to him, and he will give you rest. There are no qualifications. He's got no disclaimers. No, it's not a conditional promise. It is an unconditional promise. If you come to me, Jesus says, I will give you rest. So therefore, as you enter into the Lenten season with fasting, which can be painful at times, giving up things, taking on additional practices, if you stick with Jesus, you're going to be able to experience that rest. And it will not be as painful because you'll be feeling that rest, that peace that comes from him. Give that a try. Come to him today as we start the journey. You're not going to give up worrying and find that peace that you're looking for without the help of Jesus. He's the guy that's going to help us. I say us, you and me together, both of us. Not just you, not just me. We need him, and he's going to help us. All right, so that's the meditation for Give Up Worry for Lent. Today. Now let's look at these readings because they are so good. These are the readings for Ash Wednesday, and we'll talk a little bit about them. Now I always read the gospel first. That's what I do, especially on my Sunday or my weekly podcast that I do, the Gary Zimak Show. So I like to start with the gospel because that really drives the train, if you will. The church teaches that the gospel has a prominent place of prominence. All scripture is inspired by God, but the gospels are extra special. So let's start with the gospel today. It's Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." Now, sounds like a crazy gospel to be used on Ash Wednesday when we walk around with ashes on our foreheads, right? But look, if you read this closely, what you can see, what Jesus is getting at here is don't be hypocritical. He's not saying don't have outward signs of your religious beliefs, because what happens is people see the ashes on your head and they might ask questions. They might see an example of faith. It might remind them that Lent started, because a lot of people forget about Lent. They're not paying attention. So you can be an important witness. What Jesus is saying here is don't be a hypocrite. Don't just go through the motions. And he was big on this. He would say this frequently. Now, you might be giving up all kinds of things for Lent, but internally, you're not trying. I don't mean you. I'm just saying you in general, someone in general, maybe giving up drinking or giving up chocolate or something, but have no desire to grow closer to Jesus or not even try to become a different person. Or maybe they're just doing it so that other people think they're good or something. You know, whatever. But the Lord's saying don't do that. He's looking for the internal change. We talked about it the other day, that metanoia. When he says to repent, that Greek word metanoia is what's used in the original manuscript. That internal change, to think differently. That's what he's looking for. So yeah, it's okay to let people know you go to church. It's a way of evangelizing. It's a good thing. People seeing ashes, that's a good thing for them to see, because it might remind them, call to mind some things they need to change in their lives. But don't be a hypocrite. That's what Jesus is saying. You know, for example, you've got ashes on your forehead and you're cursing at work or something, you're cheating, or you know, you're doing things that are unethical. That's being a hypocrite. And that's what the Lord is cautioning us against. The other thing I want to point out too is Jesus, you know, a lot of times we get confused about the whole who should we pray to business. Do I pray to the Father? Do I pray to Jesus? Do I pray to the Holy Spirit? Do I pray to saints? If you notice, Jesus is telling us to go to our room. Let me get this. I turned the page. I probably shouldn't have. Talking about your Father sees in secret will repay you. And when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Jesus wants us to pray to our Father in heaven. It's not like he came and then we forget about the Father. That's why sometimes I'll pray to the Father at the start of the program. Sometimes I'll pray to Jesus. But Jesus wants to draw us closer to the Father without getting too deep or too confusing, because I'll end up confusing myself too. But when we pray to the Father, we pray in Jesus, in his name, as part of the body of Christ, the church. So there's that connection between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are part of that relationship. So it's always a good idea to work in some conversation with the Father. I usually talk to him at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, maybe in between sometimes. But I try to make sure I talk to all three persons of the Trinity each day. You don't have to do that, but it's really a good idea to get to know each of them. Holy Spirit is the very spirit of Jesus inside of us, so he's a good guy to get to know, so that you get to recognize his voice speaking to you. But it is important to speak, to make some time to talk to your Father, and also to talk to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Okay, so the first reading, this is a good one, it's from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, beginning in verse 12. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. See that? With your whole heart, not just externally, with your whole heart. With fasting and weeping and mourning, rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room in the bride her chamber, excuse me, between the porch and the altar. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach. With the nations ruling over them, why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. Now, a couple of things about that. See, what the prophet Joel is telling us that is that when we pray, when we turn to the Lord, We should do it with all of our heart, internally, matching up to that gospel that we just read, that Jesus is looking for an internal conversion. And this message, return to me, the Lord saying, return to me through the prophet Joel, with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. What Lent is about, it's that recognition that we have strayed. We're not living up to all that the Lord wants us to be. And Lent is that time to make some changes. You know, when we worry, we're not living up to what the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to trust Him. He doesn't want us to worry. Now, also remember, we've talked about this before, that worry and fear are two different things. Worry is not an emotion. Fear is an emotion. So you can't necessarily control your fear, but you can control what you do with that fear. So worry is a useless response to fear. So when we turn to the Lord, when we return to Him during the Lenten season, do some repenting, that change, that metanoia, a conversion, we're trying to leave some of our baggage behind and move closer to our Lord Jesus. But we do it with our whole heart, not just by doing external actions, by sheer willpower. That's not what Lent's about. See, there really is a difference there. Psalm 51 is the responsorial psalm. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Again, that recognition, we are sinners. We need a Savior. Now's the time to turn back from not just our sinful. You know, it's not all sin. Sometimes it's just imperfections. I'm not spending enough time with the Lord. I'm ignoring Him. I'm trying to do too much on my own. Lent is the time for those changes. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, in the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. It's really good stuff, this idea that we're asking the Lord to be merciful on us. We've sinned. We've let Him down. Now, in His mercy, we've been given this Lenten season. It's an expression of God's mercy. So we got a chance. You're still alive right now. I'm still alive. We can make some changes during this Lent. You know, that's a beautiful thing for us. It's going to be better for us, too, because we're going to feel better. By making those changes, by committing our lives to Jesus, by following Him, by spending time with Him, we're going to be more peaceful. So it's really a win-win. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, beginning in verse 20. Brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. You see that common theme? Be reconciled to God. For our sake, He made Him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Working together then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So the day is here. We are in Lent. Now is the time to be reconciled to God. How are we reconciled to God? Through what Jesus Christ did on the cross. So what we need to do is hang out with Jesus, try to grow closer to Jesus, and ask for the grace that we need to bring us back into good standing with the Father. And I mean, Christ did that for us, but now we need, through Christ, to receive the grace that He pours out into our hearts every day so that we can live a godly life. That's what we're called to do. And it's challenging sometimes because we do have a lot of distractions. And that's one of the reasons another reason we give some things up during Lent is to remove some of the distractions so we can focus on following Jesus more quickly, more closely. So that's, I know I gave you a lot of stuff today, but these readings for this day are really, really good. And I wanted to make sure we kind of like set the stage since it is the first day. So come to me, Jesus said. Let's do that today, right? We come to him and we're going to follow him every day during Lent. Don't overload yourself. Don't try to do too much because you'll get burned out. I believe in trying to maybe do a little less sometimes because we can get more out of it. Do less, but give it all you got. You know, I'm not trying to tell you not to do too much, but sometimes we do too much, or we take on too much, and we either fail or we lose sight of why we're doing everything. You know, something small done with great love is really going to be received positively by the Lord. He's going to really appreciate that. Hey, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I hope you'll be able to join me tomorrow on the program. And I want to thank you for spending some time with me today. Please remember that I very much could use some additional donations. So if you are able to become a monthly sponsor of my ministry, I would be very thankful to you for that. The way you would do that is you go to followingthetruth.com. And you click on donate, and that will allow you to donate securely, totally securely, online through PayPal by using a credit card. And again, I'm very grateful for your donations. You're sustaining me. This is a tough time because I'm really struggling to get some speaking work. I'm starting to get some inquiries for later in the year, but right now, man, there is nothing out there. So your donations are keeping me going forward. You're funding this show. You're funding my daily email reflection, as well as my ministry. You're doing that right now, and I'm really appreciative. So if you're able to do that, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I look forward to being back with you again on the show tomorrow. And again, if you have questions, just email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Hope you have a fantastic evening. Thank you for stopping by. And remember, it is possible to give up worry. It is possible to change your old ways. It is possible with the help of Jesus. Let's come to him. Let's follow him, and everything's going to work out. Have a great night. God bless you. Talk to you next time.